Κόσμος 93,6.
Hi, it's Nick Waterhouse and you're listening to Cosmos 93.6.
Κάπως έτσι λοιπόν ξεκινάμε. Ξεκινάμε με ένα κομμάτι από το τελευταίο studio album του Nick Waterhouse με τίτλο The Fuller. Ακούσαμε το Play to Win και ξεκινήσαμε και με αυτό το μήνυμα live από τον Nick Waterhouse. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm really happy to have you here today. If I'm not mistaken, this is your fourth, your fifth time here in Greece?
I think it's my fifth.
Okay.
It feels like one long gauzy memory of being in Athens every time, and it's great. First time I came was about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Must have been. Maybe 2013. So, fifth, sixth, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you have made live shows in Thessaloniki.
Yes, yeah. In Thessaloniki. And I believe I've been there twice. You know, sometimes you have a British booking agent and you get on the phone and yell at him once a year to ask for a Greek tour. And he gives you nothing but one flight, one day, one shot. And this is my shot again. So yeah. it's a good day to be in Athens for me.
Λέγαμε λοιπόν για το ξεκίνημα, τον ρώτησα ποια είναι η φορά, είναι η τέταρτη, πέμπτη φορά που έχει έρθει εδώ στην Ελλάδα. Μας είπε ότι κατά πάσα πιθανότητα είναι η πέμπτη φορά, η πρώτη ήταν πριν από 10 χρόνια, έχει έρθει και στην Θεσσαλονίκη. We just listened to a track from your latest studio album, The Fuller. I call it very atmospheric, even cinematic at times, but tell me, Who is the fooler?
The fooler is, you know, I could get poetic and say it's you and me. It's a record about memory and desire. So both of those are the fooler. It's like a shadow walking down the street that you keep looking over your shoulder and trying to figure out if it's real or imagined. So maybe I'm the fooler. Who knows?
Ναι. Εν ολίγης μας λέει ο Νίκο Waterhouse, μας φωτογραφίζει τέλος πάντων μια συναισθηματική πλευρά αυτού του άλμπουμ και λέει ότι μπορεί να είναι και ο ίδιος στην τελική ο Fuller. At this point of your life as a listener, which one of your own albums would you have on repeat these days?
Presently, I'm really, I think it's Promenade Blue, which is, it's, the Fooler's a, both of them are pandemic records essentially, but Promenade Blue was sort of the end of a period, and so it's like my last artifact of life before, and I think as a range, in terms of arrangements and material and like the atmosphere, all my records are like films, and that's my favorite film right now. So yeah, that's my answer. Of course, the first record, Time's All Gone, is so raw and real to me. And you know, famously, they say you spend your whole life writing your first record, and so it's still such a piece of something. It's almost like a comet that landed on a planet to me. But Promenade Blue is the one right now for me.
Όπως καταλάβατε, μας είπε ότι παρότι το άλμπουμ The Fooler το έγραψε την περίοδο της πανδημίας, που ήταν μια πολύ ιδιαίτερη έτσι, εσωστρεφής περίοδος και στιγμή για τον Nick Waterhouse, όπως για πολλούς καλλιτέχνες, το άλμπουμ στο οποίο θα επέστρεπε στην παρούσα φάση της ζωής του ως ακροατής θα ήταν το Promenade Blue. Φυσικά έχει και μια πολύ μεγάλη αγάπη για τα πρώτα tracks, για τα πρώτα albums και για την πρώτη περίοδο. Και επειδή σήμερα έχουμε live τον Nick Waterhouse, αλλά έχει έρθει και με την κιθάρα του, οπότε είναι μια πολύ καλή έτσι, στιγμή, μια πολύ καλή ευκαιρία να τον ακούσουμε και live. So, Nick, would you like to play something
from Promenade Blue? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I brought my guitar. It came on the plane with me today. You know, it's not an acoustic guitar, but I actually mostly compose in my room this way, so it's a more natural. This is how you'd really hear it when I was coming up with this next tune called Medicine.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you flew to New Orleans to rent a car and to see your friend. Put him in the hospital again. In the back, on the second floor, right across from the radio bar. No food in the fridge. Guess things had gone too far. Well, all things come and all things pass. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Hey, all things come and all things pass. But it takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Did man invent his illnesses? We're fundamentally unstable. Well, Mother Mary's shrine hiding under your table. In your blue silk robe, burning cigarettes, dreaming of his soul in Baton Rouge deck. Well, where you going and what's on spec? way. All things come and all things pass. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Medicine to go this fast. It's a lot of medicine to go this fast. Hey, all things come and all things pass, but it takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. I know that feeling too. I know that's why I'm here with you. Receive a mind, grabbing every stray broadcast. Yes, it's true, takes a lot of medicine just to go this fast. Well, takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast. Takes a lot of medicine to go this fast.
Great, great.
Thank you.
Εξαιρετικός. Εξαιρετικός ο Nick Waterhouse. Είναι μια πολύ ωραία έτσι, στιγμή και εμπειρία να τον ακούμε live εδώ στο στούντιο του Κόσμος. Well, your music has this very distinct identity rooted in 50s and 60s soul and rhythm and blues, but with your own modern edge. Do you sometimes feel like a musical time traveler?
Yeah, I mean, I think music is time travel. So I used to have these kind of out-of-body experiences when I was really young, and I'd like lay on my floor and listen to records, and I'd feel like I was levitating out of, like astral projection is what people call it sometimes. And I think when certain rhythms and melodies lock in for me, it's not here, like it's another space. And I actually hear it in like all kinds of music. Like I don't want to live in the 50s or the 60s. It's just, this is the language that I speak, and who knows why it ended up being my mode of expression. Like as a painter, I wouldn't question why I went towards a certain texture or school or a type of paint. It's more like if I feel that, then I know it's happening. So that's my tricky way of answering your question, yes. But I don't think I would get hired in 1958 to like write for a lot of the artists that I like. I think I'm like a singer-songwriter who, you know, I probably have more in common with like Elvis Costello or Carole King or somebody than I do with the people that I truly love their work. And you know, Bob Dylan gave this interview talking about how he loved Billy Eckstein, and I don't think you hear any Billy Eckstein in him, really, so... Yeah.
Λοιπόν, εν ολίγης μας είπε ο Nick Waterhouse πως πολλή μουσική είναι στην ερώτηση τέλος πάντων που του έκανα, ότι η μουσική του έχει ρίζες από τα 50s και τα 60s, την soul και τα rhythm and blues, και αν νιώθει κάπως ως ένας άνθρωπος ο οποίος συνδέει αυτές τις δύο εποχές ιστορικά. Πολλοί μουσικοί το κάνουν αυτό. Η αγάπη του ξεκινάει από μικρή ηλικία για όλα αυτά τα είδη. Πάντως δεν έχει την επιθυμία, δεν την είχε ποτέ, να βρισκόταν σε εκείνες τις εποχές. Είναι πολύ ok τέλος πάντων εν ολίγης με το να είναι στο σήμερα και να μεταφέρει αυτούς τους ήχους στο σήμερα. Μας μίλησε και για την αγάπη του για καλλιτέχνες που κάνουν κάτι ανάλογο, όπως ο Elvis Costello. Well, I was wondering, because everybody knows your love about analog sound.
Yeah.
And you know, nowadays lots of artists are worried about AI in music, and I'm very interested to listen to your point of view.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the singularity, the concept of the singularity, like where the human spirit and machines will merge?
Okay, yeah.
I actually believe that as we moved through the last century, music was becoming more and more of a mediated experience, like the spectacle, right? That's different than being like a showman. But I welcome this period of time with technology because the way like a cell splits under a microscope, I think people who are making spectacle, like technological experiences, it's gonna pop away from people who make real live performed music. And I want them out of my space, please get out. There's a lot of technology that can be used to make music, to improve it, like build a better bomb. I've worked on other people's records.
What do you use AI?
Do I use AI?
In the future, no, not now.
I would never use it myself. Yeah. Like, and I'm really happy to.
To experiment with.
I don't. I've seen people do it in front of me. I've also. It's funny. It's amusing. I'm not intimidated by it because I actually think like. I've been on the path to offer the alternative to that, and people are going to want a more human element in music. I'm already seeing it. There are artists that I know who have made these incredibly polished. You're doing everything possible. It's like plastic surgery or Ozempic. Like everything is fake to the point that it's perfect. But I think that people's ears and their feelings, they can still feel the human spirit in stuff. And I feel like... I feel like Cassandra, like I've been screaming it for a long time. And so I welcome it because it's just going to increase people's alienation from it as music, which is, that's fine. Let it become technology completely. Mm-hmm. But if the singularity occurs to this mediated thing, it has nothing to do with playing music. Like music is a communal thing that predates language even. Mm-hmm. So to automate it, it's always going to feel uncanny. And so the mistakes that I welcome in my recordings or in recordings I work on, I think all the AI is going to try to do is it can only emulate. It can't imagine the same way the human heart can. So that's fine. Let it be it. Now, if it turns off our water or launches a nuclear bomb, that's another question, but that's not a musical question in my opinion.
Yeah. Λοιπόν, εν ολίγης, για να προλάβουμε να πάμε και σε επόμενο track από τον Nick Waterhouse, προφανώς η θέση του δεν συντάσσεται εν ολίγης με την χρήση του AI στο σήμερα. Αποκάλυψε τον εαυτό του μάλιστα ως μια Κασάνδρα που αυτά τα έλεγε εδώ και πολύ καιρό. Το θεωρεί κάτι δυσίωνο, πιστεύει ότι το AI ποτέ δεν θα καταφέρει να συγκριθεί με την φαντασία του καλλιτέχνη. Είναι ok, ακόμα και αν γίνονται κάποια λάθη τεχνικά και τα λοιπά, τα υποστηρίζει. Λοιπόν, next song.
Yeah, on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Oh, this song is for all the people who invented AI. It's called Song for Winners. I think I'm going to move your mic a little closer to me, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this in 2017. Yeah, try listening. I tell you what I hear. Oh, I hear no fearlessness, only fear. Your experience of innocence has ended. What a stately dance. Well, I look at you and wonder, conjure, victim of a circumstance. Try listening, tell you what I hear. Oh, I hear no fearlessness, only fear.
Hey, I try listening. Tell you just what I hear. Hear no fearlessness, only fear. Well, you've eaten too many of those love pills. Are your visions made in paper? Paper mills. Are you sick? Is it wrong? Hey, baby, remember that song. Well, remember that song.
Well, as you know, today is the record store day. Do you remember the first record you ever bought?
I sure do. Every day is record store day, by the way. I worked at this record shop. Well, I worked at three record shops. My life is around record shops. And this speaks to the AI thing, too. Being in record shops means making a community among people that talk to you about such a broad swath of concepts and break you out of whatever your lived experience is. I heard so many things that I would never know that would have been pipelined to me by an algorithm. It's like this boundless, loving experience in which you really connect to other human beings in record shops. The first record I ever bought on vinyl was Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. Mm-hmm. And Mohair Sam by Charlie Rich, because it was 2 for 50 cents. This place called Goat Hill Records in Costa Mesa, which is right around the corner from where I grew up and where I made my first album and the Alala's first album. And I think that all those things, without mystifying them, those are charged with great meaning for me because they're real and they focused me on music. And I love those records. I played them so many times. Like, I know every break and every accent and every tick and pop of the copies of the records that I have. So those are the first records I bought.
Do you have a favorite Greek album or an artist?
I really should. I need some help. Can somebody help me here? Listeners, if you would like to make me a mixtape of your favorite, I really like whatever percolates through, you know, folk music is cool to me, but whatever percolated through the realm of like Brill Building influence, like whatever the coolest Greek pop rhythm and blues, like what's the rock and roll that I should listen to?
I will make you begin.
I would love it. Yeah, I would love it, man. Help me out.
After this show, yeah. Λοιπόν, το ρωτήσαμε φυσικά ότι σήμερα είναι η Record Store Day και ποιο, αν θυμάται, ποιο άλμπουμ είχε αγοράσει αρχικά. Μας είπε καταρχάς ότι κάθε μέρα είναι Record Store Day. Μας είπε την αγάπη του και το πόσο σημαντικό είναι το να βρίσκεται κανείς σε ένα δισκάδικο, σε ένα δισκοπωλείο, ότι δημιουργεί μια κοινότητα, ότι μπορεί κανείς να βρει πράγματα τα οποία δεν θα του τα δώσει ο αλγόριθμος στο Spotify ή όπου αλλού. Το Spotify το αναφέρω εγώ προσωπικά. Και του είπα τέλος πάντων και για την... τον ρώτησα αν έχει κάποιο δικό του αγαπημένο ελληνικό άλμπουμ ή καλλιτέχνη. Αυτή τη στιγμή δεν μπορεί να θυμηθεί, οπότε όσοι μας ακούτε αυτή τη στιγμή μπορείτε να ετοιμάσετε ένα mixtape για τον Nick Waterhouse και να το ακούσει και να... να επισκεφθεί ένα δισκάδικο και να αγοράσει ένα album. So tonight you're playing at Gazarte.
On the new stage, they rebuilt.
Yeah, yeah. So Ground States, which is
I'm really perfect. Excited. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I was on the roof, I think last year, but I always have much better covered shows in Athens. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to contain the energy so mm-hmm. that it builds up. It's like a pressure cooker. So I'm really excited to be over there. It's really nice to be in a facility that is geared towards my sound, you know.
Any surprises?
Surprises. Well, I have a guest tenor sax player, Heiner Gulick, who toured with me quite a bit in the early days, and mm-hmm. I gave him a call and asked if he wanted to get on a flight, so he's going to be playing with us tonight. I put in quite a few songs that I don't typically play from my catalog, so mm-hmm. this is a pretty radical set, and I'm working on a new album, so I didn't want to play any new songs tonight because it's not done yet, but the energy is in there this evening, so yeah, that's I guess that's all I could say about surprises.
Οπότε μας είπε ότι απόψε τον ρώτησαν, περιμένουμε κάποια έκπληξη, κάτι που να περιμένει τέλος πάντων το κοινό που θα τον παρακολουθήσει απόψε. Η εξαιρετική μουσική αναμένεται να τον συνοδεύσουν. Δεν θα παίξει, ετοιμάζει ένα νέο άλμπουμ, δεν θα παίξει ακόμη κάποια tracks, αλλά η ενέργεια αυτού του άλμπουμ θα βρίσκεται σε αυτό το live show. Nick, really hope you enjoy tonight's show, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you out there, Radio Land, at my show. And it's been a privilege to be on the show. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you. Ήταν ο Nick Waterhouse live εδώ στον αέρα του Κόσμος. Μας έπαιξε κιόλας πολύ ωραία έτσι με την κιθάρα του. Απόψε το βράδυ στο Gazarte αναμένεται να τον δούμε live. Εμείς τα λέμε αύριο την ίδια ώρα στην ίδια συχνότητα. Και κλείνουμε με το κομμάτι If You Want Trouble, φυσικά από τον Nick Waterhouse.